USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Kentucky Representative Republican James Comer weighs in on Fox News the issue of statehood for Washington, D.C.
Now, when you have Joe Manchin already on the record saying he's not going to support ending the filibuster and he's not inclined to vote to pack the court, then the Democrats realize they need to go to Plan B. And Plan B is to create two new Democrat Senate seats. And with respect to representation in Washington, D.C., I'm the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Eleanor Nolan-Torton is on the committee as well. And she is a very vocal member of the committee. So Washington, D.C. has a delegate in Congress. And again, I don't think there's a city in America that's better represented in Congress than Washington, D.C.
The State Department said Monday that the U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, will now be returning to the United States this week before returning to Moscow in the coming weeks. Sullivan had indicated he intended to stand his ground and stay in Russia after the Kremlin advised him to return home to talk with his team. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas Border Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach on Fox News continues to sound the alarm at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The failed policies, the failed leadership here from this administration continues to create problems all along the state of Texas, period. So as we move further into this administration and the policies that are affecting what we do here every day in Texas cities and in Texas counties, and the sheriffs actually across the nation here as we experience unprecedented levels of people walking through our property, as we see the cartel rising in strength and expanding. We understand that at some point in time the American people will solve this issue of failed policies and failed leadership, but it's going to be at what cost? I think that's the real question that I think the American people have to ask of this administration is what cost, how many dead bodies do we have in Brooks County, Val Verde County, Hidalgo County? Where does this all lead as far as the perception of the public here on the leadership, or in my opinion, really a failed leadership, yet when we can't even have anyone from the Biden administration to leadership even come and visit the Texas border.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.